A state board will take a final vote early next week on whether to approve a controversial electrical substation on the banks of the Chelsea Creek in East Boston. The vote will come after a marathon Zoom meeting scheduled for Monday afternoon and evening, which has a chance to spill over into Tuesday morning. Some residents of East Boston and Chelsea have been fighting this project for years, and they say the state's plan to hold these critical hearings online on a weekday during a pandemic is another example of a decision-making process for the substation that's been unfair. WBUR's Miriam Wasser has our story.
What's Deanna Cifuentes of East Boston doing on Monday? The same thing a lot of parents with school-age kids are doing. Juggling. She'll try to keep them focused on Zoom school in the morning and then keep them entertained later while she takes her own online business classes.
The kids have to be at home and I have to be with them, so it is hard for me.
What can't Cifuentes do on Monday? Watch a 7-hour Zoom meeting about an electrical substation, waiting for a chance to make a public statement about why she opposes the project.
I would have loved to go because it's good to listen to what they say, but it's just impossible for me. I also think that a 7-hour meeting? Wow, that's a lot.
Maritza Manrique is in a similar position. She's an early childhood educator who supervises a group of 2 and 3-year-olds from 9 to 5:30 every day. During our interview on Zoom, the kids popped in and out of the frame, and she periodically had to put down the phone to run after them. She says she's trying to find someone to fill in for her at work so she can attend the meeting.
It's very important for me to participate. I want my voice to be heard. We are totally opposed to this project that they want to build here in East Boston.
Electrical substations convert high-voltage electricity to a lower voltage for distribution, and we need them to keep the lights on. But Manrique, Cifuentes, and many others in East Boston and Chelsea say building one in a flood-prone area near homes and a popular playground is a bad idea. And while the utility behind the project, Eversource, says the facility will be safe, electrical substations do occasionally catch fire and explode. Here's Cifuentes again.
The members of the community are speaking loudly. We're screaming, don't do it, don't do it. But they insist, which means they don't care about us, that our opinion, our health, our well-being is not a priority for them.
To those who have been fighting this project for years, this isn't just a case of NIMBY or not in my backyard. It's a case of too much in my backyard. There's already tanks of jet fuel and piles of road salt in the neighborhood, not to mention air pollution from Logan Airport and truck traffic. Residents of East Boston and Chelsea say the story of the substation is one of environmental justice and who gets to participate, like really participate, in a public process. Take the Zoom meeting scheduled for next week. The community and several high-ranking politicians have repeatedly asked that any meetings about the substation be postponed until after the pandemic so people without stable internet or who have more pressing concerns can take part in it. But the Energy Facility Siting Board, which is running the meeting, has refused.
It comes from a real place of privilege of, well, this works for us. It should work for everybody, right? No, it doesn't work for everybody.
Roseanne Bongiovanni is the executive director of Green Roots, the Chelsea-based environmental nonprofit leading the fight against the substation.
People want to participate. They want their voices to be heard. But they're home with kids on 3 different devices and 3 different schools doing 3 different virtual learning. And so many parents in East Boston are essential workers. How do they expect community members just to take this time off?
The state didn't make anyone available for an interview, but an email from a spokesperson says they scheduled a meeting spanning day and evening hours so that everyone has a chance to comment. But that's not good enough for Bongiovanni, especially because she doesn't see this as an isolated incident. Green Roots has been fighting for years so community members, many of whom are immigrants with limited English skills, can get a meaningful chance to participate in the process. It hasn't been easy. Early on, the state didn't provide Spanish language interpretation, saying it would be too disruptive. After a lot of complaints, the state did start doing it, but it hasn't always gone smoothly. Bongiovanni recalls a siting board meeting where the interpreter kept apologizing for her poor translation because she didn't understand some of the technical language.
She was just saying like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I know I'm doing a bad job at this. I just don't know these words. I don't know what they're saying. That's bad. Like, I felt bad for the translator. It wasn't her fault.
The state has slowly improved translation and interpretation services and made a greater effort to be inclusive, but it's probably too late. The board has already tentatively approved this project, and now they're just voting on smaller details, like where on the property it should sit. This all came to a head during a public meeting in 2019. It was 5 years after Eversource proposed the project, but the first time the board held a meeting in East Boston. And there were rules at this meeting. People weren't supposed to talk about environmental justice and language access. They weren't supposed to talk about public safety or climate change and flooding. They were only supposed to talk about whether Eversource should move the substation from one side of the site to the other. Residents were furious.
Toda esta gente que vino aquí hoy,
all these people who came here today,
no vinieron porque la planta la van a mudar 100 o 200 pies,
didn't come for the reason that this plant is going to move from 100 or 200 feet.
Vinieron aquí porque están en contra de la propuesta.
They came here because they are against the proposal.
That was Maria Belen Power from Green Roots. In an email, a spokesperson for the state says the siting board and the siting process have been in line with state environmental justice and language access policies. But community members and activists say the process doesn't work. Green Roots, along with the Conservation Law Foundation and Lawyers for Civil Rights, recently sued the federal government for failing to investigate whether the state violated people's civil rights during these hearings. It's against this backdrop that many residents of East Boston and Chelsea, two communities disproportionately affected by the pandemic and its economic outfall, have asked the state to postpone the upcoming meeting.
It's just such a slap in the face, considering the moment that we're in, this reckoning that this country is in, both environmentally and in terms of civil rights.
Boston City Councilor Lydia Edwards represents East Boston.
The more they do things like this, the more people feel that they never had a chance to begin with. And when people check out of the process, they check out of having real vital conversations. They check out of, I think, really honestly fighting for their neighborhood.
She and others say the only way to really fix the situation is to start the process over and to do it right this time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.
This story was produced with help from El Planetas, Tibisay Seya.